Welcome back, everybody, to the Cave of Solitude, podcasting from the mega city metropolis of Toronto. I am Eric Anthony, and with me, as always, is everybody's favorite host,
Daphne J.
How you doing, Daphne J? Talk to the people.
It's warm in Toronto. Spring is in the air. Birds are chirping.
And the clocks spring ahead.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst part.
Well,
just when I was starting to like the sunshine and the like longer days in the morning,
I don't know why they do that.
I don't know. I think they should just leave it the way
it is.
We're
the only ones that do it, us in the Americas?
I think so.
Idiots.
It has something to do with like some history with the war and getting more light. And
you're only saying that because you saw National Treasure.
No, that's not from National Treasure.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes, it is. When Riley's at the store with...
Wow, deep cut. National Treasure. We're way off course.
Anyway.
How you doing, Daph J? What's new in your world? What's new and exciting? What have you been into? What have you been... You finished Malcolm X, right? Because every week I say, what did you do? You say, read a book.
I did read a book.
But you read something... Have you read something new? Have you watched something new?
Yes and yes.
Okay, what are they? Do you want to share with us now or later?
Now.
Go ahead, shoot.
I read Trinity.
It's
the Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman compilation.
I thought you're getting religious on this. No. Okay, so you read a DC graphic novel.
Yes.
We'll get into more detail with that one
mm-hmm.
in a little bit. And what have you been watching?
The Mindy Project.
Really?
Yeah.
What got you onto that show?
Okay, so years ago I saw like a blip of it on TV, but it was one of those stupid moments and I was like, what is this? But then a friend of mine decided to get sick. Well, I don't think that's a decision you make, but you know, she was kind of under the weather for a while, so then she, you know, what do? You start binge watching and
Netflix. You hit up Netflix.
And she was pretty, her and I have the same type of, I guess, a humor and appreciation for sarcasm. And, you know, anyway, I picked it up. I started watching it and it's actually pretty funny. So I'm on that tip right now.
What would you compare it to?
I think I would compare it to New Girl.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Where it's very, the dialogue, everyone has something to say. Quick wit, exactly.
Stuff that you might not think is funny first time around when you really hear what they said.
Like, the way she described it, it has, like, this very crass...
Okay.
...kind of...
humor?
Yeah. So, I liked it, so I've been on it. I wasn't, like, watching it every day up until as of late, like, this week.
Right.
So now I think I'm just ending season 2. Or starting season 3. I don't know.
I think I saw on your Netflix update that you're on season 3 now.
Okay.
Yeah, when you go in on a show, you go in hard.
Hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I've been doing that. And I don't know how many seasons are... There's only 4 on Netflix right now. But I don't know if that means they're on their 5th or their 6th on TV. Or if it's still there. I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Except what I've watched, which was... It's pretty funny.
So it's a keeper.
Yeah, I like it.
Would you want it on Blu-ray or DVD?
I don't know.
Does it have the repeat value that New Girl has for you?
I don't know. Don't know. Don't think so.
Okay.
I think I'm good just having watched it, giving it a chance. But anyway, yeah.
I've been on a Flash hiatus lately because it's been, for some reason, not coming on. I think, they've taken not really a break, but like a couple weeks break. They're directing some new episodes. Kevin Smith is going to be directing a Flash episode, and I think it comes back next Tuesday, the 22nd of March or something. So I have nothing to really, no highlights for my television show. I've been watching Jessica Jones, which I do not recommend to anybody under the age of 15. And there's, so just a caveat, it is a really cool series, disclaimer, that's the word I'm looking for. Disclaimer, it's not for everybody, but it is a really cool story. I was trying to get you to watch it because I think you would like it. What you've seen of it, what do you think of it?
I don't like it.
What is it about it that you don't like? Is it, I mean, it's a strong female character. Is it just creepiness, the thriller aspect?
It is creepy. The characters look dirty. She looks like, you know, she hasn't slept in a year.
Mm.
And it just has this grime to it. And I don't really like that.
I get you. Yeah.
I feel like I know people have kind of compared it to Daredevil. But with Daredevil, like, you know, there's at least a little bit of, with, what's his Foggy. There's a little bit of like a balance of, you know, a little humor, a little lightness. There's some sunshine from time to time, even though he is this nighttime philanthropist. Is that the word?
No, vigilante.
But yeah, I knew that word. I was trying to use another fancy one. It didn't work. but anyway, but at least like there's daytime and there's another occupation in which he interacts with different people, and it's not always, it's still heavy content, but I don't know, with this one, from what I have seen, it's just kind of, yuck.
Too heavy.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Okay, I got you. I totally get that vibe when I watch it, that it wouldn't, for some people, it can make you uncomfortable. There's some...
Yeah, like, and I mean, I understand it has real world, troubles, like, but to see that side of people, like, at their lowest, there's people that have addictions, and they do filthy things to, or it's presumed that they will do anything to get what they want, and just the living conditions that she's in, and what people succumb to, it's just not, I don't find it entertaining. I think the story behind as to why she does what she does and where she comes from is intriguing, but not enough for me to sit down and, like, Gotham is, you know, the lowest of the lows, but Batman tries to, like, you know what I mean? It's almost too in your face.
Yeah, I got you.
And it's too much for
there,
me.
There is some stuff in there where I will say that, thankfully, because it's on Netflix, I kind of know what's coming at some point, and I can fast forward through it, things I don't care to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I have come across stuff that's like, oh, that if this was going to happen, if I know this character and this is what he intends, skip through this portion.
Right.
Get past this. Yeah. Because even for myself, there's some stuff that I don't need to, that I don't care to see.
Right.
So I get you. In the realm of Netflix and Marvel television, the character Luke Cage is coming out with the show September 30th.
In Netflix?
On Netflix, yeah. He's a character in Jessica Jones. Yeah. So he's going to be, his character moves to Harlem, New York, and that's where he'll be. His story will continue. And then from there, they're going to get into Iron Fist, who teams up with Luke Cage. They become Power Man and Iron Fist, little team. So from what they've said on Joe Quesada...
Is there gin in here?
There's no gin there. Oh. Just ginger ale. Joe Quesada, who's an executive for Marvel, he said that it's going to be a much different type of show.
Iron Fist from...
What people have got, like what people know, Jessica Jones, Daredevil. It'll be one that's is definitely different, and I guess it's tone
maybe
and presentation.
Catered to teens.
I don't know
a lighter audience, like not campy, but
no, yeah, it might not be as intense of a backstory. Maybe I don't know.
Okay, well, his backstory is pretty intense, though. We know him and the Jessica Jones.
You mean Luke Cage?
Oh, sorry.
I'm speaking of Iron Fist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that one's still, it's still in production. It's not ready yet for release.
Oh, okay.
I think they just cast somebody. But Daredevil, speaking of Daredevil, comes out March 18th, 1 week before Batman and Superman go head-to-head. Daredevil's going to be going head-to-head with The Punisher. Have you seen any trailers for it?
For The Punisher?
No, for Daredevil.
No. No, I haven't.
Really good.
I haven't. I really liked Daredevil. I'm just very there's nothing in there. I finished it all.
Okay.
I I guess I'm skeptical as to where the storyline's gonna go, because obviously his enemy, isn't he on the loose again, or is he in jail? I don't remember. But anyway, like, his secretary, I know that in the comic books, it's been brought to my attention that she kind of betrays him because she becomes an addict or whatnot, and I'm afraid that that's going to happen. Yeah.
Doesn't look like they're going that route
yet. I hope not.
Not yet. I think maybe that's a season 3 storyline. Do you want to see the trailer and be able to comment on it? We'll do this live on the air. Fine. We'll take a break. We'll see the trailer. Okay. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back. So, Daf J, what'd you think? What are your thoughts? First viewing of the Daredevil season 2 trailer. What do you think? Initial reactions. Take your breath away.
I was confused about who's who.
Okay.
And then I saw this X-ray, and I was like, oh, is that supposed to be the Punisher? Mm-hmm. And then, so this is the Punisher?
This is the Punisher.
Okay, so I've never really known anything about the Punisher. What can you tell people like me what he's all about?
Okay, so out of all comic book characters in Marvel, the Punisher is one that I've never really delved into. But what I do know, his name is... No, one sec. His name is Frank Castle, and his family was killed by the mob. So out of revenge, he becomes a vigilante. And he takes out the mob and the gangs and anybody that he feels qualifies under that umbrella of scumbag. He eliminates them.
So he's a murderer himself. Or an executioner.
Right. Punisher, if you will. So he's kind of like the Batman that would kill.
That crosses the line. But is he... Well, he's fighting the Daredevil in this trailer, so obviously they don't see eye to eye.
No.
On his methods, or are they gonna be friends?
I think that their paths cross because they're probably after the same people, but you've got a guy here who is not bringing them in to justice. He's executing them because that's what he thinks is justice. So, like in the trailer, there was that little blurb where he's like, I forgot what he calls him, but you're like, you don't get the job done. Mm-hmm. He goes, you knock them down, they get back up. Mm-hmm. I knock them down, they stay down. Mm-hmm. And that's what they deserve. So their philosophies definitely are at a crossroads. And I've read the Punisher in the Daredevil stories. That's where I have a little bit of an idea.
Did it follow this storyline?
It's getting the tone of it.
Okay.
It's not exactly, but it's definitely the right take on the story, and it's in the right show, all of that kind of stuff.
Now the only thing I got excited about, and then I was like, what? Mm. Was Elektra.
Right.
I don't remember her in the first season.
She wasn't in the first season. She was just referenced. They dropped little Easter eggs. Whatever happened to that Greek girl you used to date? So you never see her.
Okay. Right. So that's how he knows her and she knows him.
Right.
In here.
Right.
Okay. Because I was like, did I miss an episode?
No. Nope.
Okay.
No. Nope. So that was like the big surprise at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, that one, I was like, what? And then, yeah.
So for me, I'm excited for it. It looks awesome. This to me... We're going to talk about this a little bit during this episode particularly, but this is like Batman v Superman.
I think a lot is Batman v Superman.
But I think this is hitting the nail on the head. This is approaching it properly.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying, but based on certain discussions and opinions that I've heard, it seems like that's the approach a lot of these comic book companies are going in regards to what... There, for example, with Civil War, that I actually, my nose tickled when I saw that trailer.
So the trailer was released this week.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it is, if it's the third one, the final one, But this was the big one.
Yeah.
This is the one where, do you want to, everyone knows the cat is out of the bag already, but.
Spider-Man's going to be in Civil War. It's official.
He is our first reveal. Everyone's been like, where's Spider-Man? Is he going to be in this?
We even talked about it on our show.
Yeah.
Saying that we were hoping that he'd be in it because he was such an integral character in the story.
Yeah. And they've been saying how, you know, they're working with Sony now to incorporate him in the Marvel universe, like the proper Marvel Cinematic Universe. But people were so desperate to see photos of Spider-Man in Civil War trailers that they were, like, looking at Tony Stark's armor and checking to see off of the reflection or off of Captain right. America's shield that, oh, that's Spider-Man in that shot. Like, it was getting ridiculous.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I had a brain fart. I was going to say something and then it just left.
So, but now it was like a full, you see the webbing come out, you see Tony Stark calls him out under ruse, right? That's like, it was a perfect reveal for the first time to see him. What were your thoughts on the entire trailer? We're getting away from Daredevil now, but that's okay. You brought up Civil War.
I think it was pretty amazing. I thought the trailer was excellent. It pumped me up. I was like, why isn't it made now? I am very excited. I think but it also made me sad. I felt kind of a weight when I was watching. I'm like, oh no, like,
yeah, because you've watched these characters now for how many years, right?
And I paused it to see who was on what side. So you saw, you know, Hawkeye with Cap and Ant-Man. It is there, and obviously the Winter Soldier guy.
Okay.
They're on one side.
Falcon,
And wait a minute.
Is Hawkeye in it? I'm not sure.
Hawkeye's in it.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
So much is going on in that trailer.
Because he's best friends with the Russian, with right. Black Widow. Right, but Black Widow is with Iron Man. So it was that everybody's shot. I think they're on a military base or somewhere in an airport.
With the airport, yeah.
And it's broad daylight, so I love that because you can actually see everything. But they're all coming head to head. And on Tony's, it's Black Widow. It's, what's it called? Who else is on his side right now?
War Machine.
And the Black Panther.
Black Panther. Is Ant-Man there too?
Ant-Man is with...
Oh, with Cap.
I saw him running on the Cap side.
Okay.
Because I paused it to see who was doing what. Now you're making me second-guess myself.
I'm second-guessing myself. Don't worry.
So, it was just like, oh my goodness. And they're... Like, everyone was friends with each other at one point. I didn't see the Hulk in this, though.
He's not in it. He's going to be in the new Thor movie, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, because he disappeared in the last Avenger movie. Yeah. So, I got kind of... I don't want to say emotional.
Oh, but, you got emotional.
But you know, there was a worry of like, oh, what's going to happen now?
Yeah.
They're going to disassemble.
Before they barely assembled. And now they're it's almost like an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And the stakes seem really high. And it all makes it, I feel like the way it was presented, it's all done in a way that's like very logical. Every character is being used in a way like, yeah, that makes sense that this is where the natural trajectory of the story is going. All of this stuff has happened.
And I find that I appreciated their character development in all of their individual movies. And then the ones where, because now you're like, okay, well, Tony Stark is this pompous, I'm the best at what I do. And Captain America is like, it's all about honor. And, it, you know, even if we... You know, it might be wrong, but it's the right thing to do. So you can see how they would clash.
Right.
So I feel like the other movies have complemented what they're going to give us now.
Yeah, that's set up.
But I'm having another one.
Another what?
Another brain fart. I don't know what's happening. But yeah, I'm excited for it overall.
What did you think of... the Spider-Man reveal.
Oh, okay. So, I thought the reveal was pretty cool. I was like, what? No way. And then, I don't know, people might hate on me a little bit. I don't like that he looks very CGI. I think it's cool, yes, that his eyes are expressive, because that's what he does in the comic books when he's, like, surprised or in shock. Like, mm-hmm. the eyes get big, and then yeah. you have those little long, like, lines. Those little dashes above his head.
Spider sense.
Yeah, or, but I don't like it. I don't like his suit. Maybe not the suit. It just looked really... You know, like, these 4K TVs that are coming out? It almost looked too crisp, too... Like, I liked the other Spider-Mans, like, where his suit felt like it was very tactile. You could see, you could feel the webbings and...
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, when he would grab hold of something and you saw his glove kind of... Because Spider-Man made his suit. Like, he made... Like, in the cartoons, that's why it was so cool, because when he would be webbing at his enemies and all of a sudden he'd run out yeah. of stuff, so that would make his problem solving that much more interesting. And he was just a kid.
It looks like on this suit, if you zoom in on it, he's got little cartridges on his belt.
See, I didn't look at it that hard, because the trailer was like, it's, you know, he says his thing and he has the you know, Cap's armor thing on him.
Yeah, the shield, yeah.
And so you're kind of like, and then you're like rewinding and then you're playing it again and then you get emotional again and then when you get to the ending, you're so excited, your tears are, your tears are like right at your eyes, so you can't see it, and so you watch it again. So I didn't like the eye. Like, I think it's cool, but it just looked really too computerized. Cartoony. It was too computer for me.
Too computer.
And I just liked the other stuff.
Do you think it... I think, and I'm sure if I'm wrong, because I did watch one of those videos where two guys were kind of breaking down what they saw in the suit and trying to guess what everything could be. So that's how I saw those little things I'm talking about. But one thing that I thought I heard, but I could be wrong, do you think that because this is tying in with now Spider-Man and Tony Stark kind of being in cahoots at this point, I hope he switches sides like he does in the comic book.
Yeah.
But... within this storyline, Tony Stark did build him some tech for his suit. Now, it doesn't show the spider armor that is in the Civil War book. It was like a red and gold Spider-Man suit with like spider arms coming out the back. It kind of looks like an Iron Man outfit. But do you think maybe his eyes and all the things that are on him are it's like a mechanical thing? That is part of Tony Stark's design for him? Would that make it a bit different for you?
And I don't know. Maybe. If they explain that his suit was, you know, altered for, you know, with advanced technology and to make him better at whatever, fine. But I would buy it. Okay. But at this point, when I saw it, I'm like, okay, now it looks like a cartoon. It looks very computer-like. Yeah. It kind of took away from the... Like, I know it's fantasy and it's whatever, but it kind of took away from the story that they're telling.
Okay. Like, the gravity of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, that's... You're right. I agree with you on that. But then at the same time, Spider-Man does come in and, in the most serious situations, crack a joke. Like, that's what his character's supposed to do. As he's saving the world, as the universe is coming... down on you, he's telling jokes along the way. So do you think that's part of what he's going to be there for? Because an interesting thing is that as much as we know from the other Spider-Man movies or the way he's been portrayed, he's always been a high school kid, but he had a 30-year-old playing him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tobey Maguire was 29, 30.
Do we know who's playing the Spider-Man? Or like, is it just top secret still?
No, we do know who it is, and it is escaping me right now, so let me look that up so we don't sound like stupid people.
Okay, so it won't be the guy from The Amazing Spider-Man, the one that's dating the Emma Stone, or Emma, what's her name?
Yeah, Emma Stone.
Yeah.
No, it won't be Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah, that was his name.
Yeah, no, it's not him. It's actually, this is what I was saying, was it's always been an adult, a guy in his mid-20s to almost 30s playing a high school kid. But this time they actually have a kid playing Spider-Man. Yeah, he's like 16, 15 years old. Tom Holland is his name.
No idea who that is.
Yeah. So he's...
It's good. No names are good.
He's 20 years old. Sorry. 1996 he was born. But when you hear his voice come through in the costume, he's like, hi guys. He sounds like a little boy. Which Spider-Man should be,
a little boy.
A little boy. Yeah. in which Spider-Man should be. He's got to be a kid that's inexperienced.
That's just, him?
That's him. That's his IMDb picture, but I don't think that's what he's going to look like in the movie.
I hope not. That's what he looks like.
I think that's a really good Peter Parker.
That's decent.
That looks like a good Peter Parker.
He needs to comb his hair. He looked a little too One Direction.
Yeah, I think that'll work. I think that'll really work.
Is that a pimple on his face? Why does...
That was a pot. That's the guy from Ender's Game. Anyways, we're getting off track. He was slated to be a possible choice for it. I think he would be good too. But yeah, I like the fact that they're going young. That they're telling a young story of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your anticipation for Civil War?
I'm going to say 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Where are the two marks? What's missing for you that makes it not a 10?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
But the anticipation from the trailers is what I'm saying.
I don't like that Rhodey. It looks like Rhodey may die.
Okay. It looks like Cap might die.
Yeah. Which would probably make sense because didn't you say that the Winter Soldier guy has signed on for like another 7 movies or whatever?
That's what they've said. That's what's, yeah.
And Chris Evans hasn't signed on for anything. So that's a little... That actually bothers me more than Rhodey dying.
Yeah.
I actually originally liked... the first Rhodey.
Terrence Howard. Yeah, me too.
I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him too.
I don't know. This other guy, he's cool and stuff, but like...
Changing characters, it always kind of cheapens.
Yeah, it messes it up a
little
bit.
Even though Don Cheadle's a good actor, I would if, you know, Don Cheadle should have been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Nitpicking. So, but, let's say that. I don't know. And, yeah, I don't know. Ant-Man's in it. I want to know how it is that they end up in integrating. Well, it's pretty obvious. All the superheroes have to come and like sign up. So I guess they call them out from wherever they are.
Well, he showed up in Ant-Man. He shows up on the Avengers base and has a little tussle with the Falcon, right?
That's right. That's right. I forgot that.
And they meet up at the end of that
movie. I've only seen that movie once.
Yeah.
I refuse to watch it again.
Why?
Because Anthony dies.
Right.
And the bad guy, like, you know, hits the glass and the little poor sheep, like, hits his head. And like, animal cruelty in this movie.
No real animals died, but I understand. I don't care,
but it bothers me. It's hard to sit through. But, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, they had that little conversation, too, at the end of that, man, him and Falcon, where... He was kind of asking for his assistance and saying, you know, it's getting crazy now. We even got this young kid in New York City, like, throwing webs on buildings.
Yes, and you are that. Right. Yeah, I remember.
So they're planting those seeds.
But the Panther's in it, too.
Right, Black Panther, which is another character who I'm not quite as familiar with. I'm starting to read a little bit more about Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also... really cool how they're integrating him, because in the Avengers Age of Ultron, Hulk and Iron Man have that big battle in Wakanda, which is the country that he's the king of.
Oh, so you think he has a throwing a tizzy because of that fiasco?
Well, yeah, this is kind of like they're doing everything very similar to, like we said before, what Batman v Superman is doing, where the actions in the previous films or stories are now the consequences for them. There's repercussions for it. So with Superman, all the destruction across the United States and Metropolis and all these lives that were lost that nobody kind of accounts for while these buildings are falling, you know, Bruce Wayne is like, this guy's a threat. He has to be put in check. Similarly with this one. But this one, you it's not just a one-day event of like the worst alien invasion the world has seen. This is an alien invasion and the Ultron taking over a country and lifting it. Like, there are so many different events that have occurred where now it's like, it's too much, guys. Like, even though you save the day and you save as many lives as possible, there has to be some sort of control on this. Where Black Panther is even saying, like, you destroyed a major city in my country and put it under threat. Something has to be done. So I feel like all of these people are being introduced in a very logical way, in a way that makes you feel like, yeah, that's totally legitimate.
Yeah, I think the witch is on Cap's side also.
I think you're right. Yes.
What's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
I have no idea. What does that have to do with anything we're talking about?
I don't know. I felt cold right now.
It just hit you.
Yeah, no, feel my hands. Feel my nose.
Yeah, yeah, that's the temperature indicator.
So I was just wondering, what's it going to be like? I have to be ready.
For what? Where are you going?
To go out.
I thought the weather's nice in Toronto. You said it's hot.
Yeah, it was on Friday. And then on Friday night, I could see my breath. And then Saturday again, it got warm. It was 17. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, Americans. And I don't know who else is listening. That was freaking amazing. And then nighttime, I was cold again.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you stop listening to me when I talked about Black Panther? Because you went from, we were talking about Wakanda, African nation. Yeah, no,
and then I talked about, what's her name?
Scarlet Witch. And from Scarlet Witch, you went to the weather. Let's steer the car back onto the highway we were on.
By the way, our car won't start, so that's another pain that I have to deal with tomorrow.
And that's what you're worried about, the weather? Anything else you'd like to add about your personal life?
That's random.
How many times you've gone to the ladies' room?
So, we've talked about this before.
Okay.
Do you think...
Yes.
The way you feel now...
Right.
...is going to be in regards to, are you Team Cap or Team Tony?
Yes.
Do you feel like you're still going to be... You're still going to have your same feelings, or do you think the movie will change your mind?
I don't think I'll change my mind, because I like seeing Tony Stark get his butt kicked. Even in the comic books, like Civil War, I enjoyed it. I
liked it when he got his butt kicked by when we read Hulk Gray.
Yes.
Like that, because he was such a pompous jerk.
Yeah. There's he's got this narcissism to him, right? But in a lot of ways, he does make sense. There's a lot of things he does say where it's like, yeah, he's right, which makes it more difficult. Yeah, but reason
with someone. Don't say, sometimes I want to punch you in the face. Like, right. That's not what you say to get your point across. That's not going to make me like you more.
Right,
that's going to make me want to disagree with you even more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think that's what makes Captain America so... It's strange, you know, because Captain America kind of represents for Marvel what you would think Superman represents as well. But then they're not always received in the same way. People admire Captain America because he has these ideals and like these, he's a real Boy Scout, like from the 40s, the 30s, where he just wanted to fight for his country and hurrah kind of thing, you know, we'll fight for Uncle Sam and go against the bad guys. And then now he's kind of against the way the government functions, even though he is a product of their science and his allegiance to an ideal. He goes against their desire to dominate and to control people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in the last movie, he's like, this is fear. This is you trying to make a preemptive strike to do something when you don't need to.
Yeah.
And I just like that Captain America, you would think, is this, you know, he's a soldier, super soldier, but he's not a government, what's the word, sycophant, where he's their yes man, whatever you say, Mr. President.
Right.
He's like, I don't answer to anybody that is doing something that is wrong.
Yeah.
So, it's cool. I like the build-up. I think it's being done as well as possible, because I don't think Civil War... it's not a comic book that people are like, well, it's not going to be as good, and there's so many characters that aren't in it, but you can't. It's too big of a story. Like, that storyline...
I don't think, and you know what, even though they're not integral, I hope it... Ugh, it's happening again.
Another one.
Basically what I was trying to say is that even though they don't physically have or haven't shown many characters, maybe they'll name drop, maybe they'll allude to certain things, maybe they'll, you know, maybe someone will send a letter saying, up yours, kind of, Tony Stark, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not doing this kind of thing. So, who knows? Like, I'm anticipating, like, kind of like how we talked about Batman v Superman, the fact that certain things happen, maybe it's just a lead up to maybe another storyline. Or other characters. So
hopefully,
until the time comes, we'll see. Because I mean, I think that's what made Civil War so interesting is that there were so many characters that were involved. But I guess if the storyline is done properly, then the overflow of characters won't really be needed.
Yeah, I think it's being done in a real.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. I agree. I don't think you can, in 2 hours, 2.5 hours, try to tell the story that spanned, 15 different comic book crossovers. It was in every character had their version of what was happening to them during Civil War and how it affected their team or their family. And I don't think that's something that you would want to necessarily watch unless it was maybe a 13-episode Netflix series to kind of flush it out.
Right.
But the way it's being done is, I think, as good as you could possibly do it. And putting in the characters that you want to see, it comes down to Tony and Iron Man and Cap and all of the players to have the story progress to the next chapter are where they need to be at. You got to see how this affects Bucky. You got to see how it affects Black Widow. Should be interesting. In the comic books, and I don't think that they'll do this within the movies, but the Black Widow and the Winter Soldier have crossed paths before. Mm-hmm. And not just in a, he was on the other side and shot me. They had a relationship.
Oh, wow.
So
it was deep.
It was deep, yeah. There's a lot of depth to it. So who knows where they can take it and how they're going to continue this story. I'd like to see, I don't know about you, but a Black Widow movie perhaps would be interesting.
I don't know. Okay.
She's been a integral character in a lot of these movies where she was in Iron Man, she was in Winter Soldier.
I think she's kind of like, and I guess forgive the comparison, and not to say that the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck is something to hold in high regard, but the fact that Elektra made an appearance. Again, Daredevil is not, I do not recommend it to anyone. Mm. But the fact that she made an appearance kind of made it like, oh, there's another
character.
But when they made just an Elektra movie, I've never even seen it. And I don't even think it made any headway at all.
No.
And I know these are B-list or C-list or D-list movies, but like even like, The Catwoman movie that I guess Halle Berry did. I never seen it. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think those second run characters can hold their own movie. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like they shine better beside someone.
As supporting characters.
Exactly. As opposed to carrying on their own storyline. I think that's very difficult to do. Like, I don't, as cool as Falcon is, if they just did a movie on him, I don't know if I would be excited to go see it. Because you think him, you think Captain America.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like one comes with the other.
Right. I get what you're saying.
So, as again, as cool as she is and seeing her do her flips and she's, B.A. and she can hold her own and she has the mouth. She talks back to Cap. She talks back to Tony. But if she does, those are the things that make her cool. If she doesn't have that type of audience, if she doesn't have that kind of relationship with someone, it tones her down. I think all other characters make her stronger.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, because I mean you could have a movie. I get exactly what you're saying and I've thought that as well, but because in each movie she's got such strong.
It's like, would you watch a movie with Agent, what's her name?
Agent Carter?
No. The one that was in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Maria Hill.
She was an integral star. She was like what's his face, right hand person in the sky or whatever. She was an integral player. She knew the secrets of everyone. She was
Nick Fury.
Yeah. what?
Guy with the eye cover.
Yeah, and the names are escaping me today. But you know what I mean? Like, would you go see a movie with just her? Probably not.
No, probably not. But I think Black Widow has a rich enough history where you can include other characters. She can interact
Right, but you need other characters to enhance her character.
But the same goes for Iron Man, right? Iron Man was good, definitely because of the strength of Tony Stark or Robert Downey Jr., I should say. But when people are thrown into it, like Don Cheadle as War Machine or Black Widow, and it's like, oh my goodness, like he's interacting with this person, and now there's this other guy that they're bringing in.
His first interaction with Rhodey was not as War Machine. It was just his friend. It was just a guy that he would, back and forth with.
But you knew it was coming. That was the thing.
Right? I didn't, because I don't know anything about Iron Man.
Right.
I personally didn't. But the first Iron Man movie was just him locked up in a cave putting something together.
Right.
But this is a strong enough character that can hold a movie on their own. I think those secondary characters, I'm not trying to downplay their storylines or whatever, but I think you can do certain things in the comic books that you can't mirror on a big screen.
I guess. Maybe they've got cold feet to do that. I think if anybody can, it's probably Disney/Marvel. They can make it work if the story is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it a shot.
It's very possible.
Hey, I never thought Guardians of the Galaxy would be...
They've done a movie just based on the Hulk. So it's very possible, but I think he's an anomaly. He's a figure, literally. He's this huge figure that demands presence because of his stature and his capabilities.
See, he's a guy that I feel is cooler in the way that you're explaining Black Widow. He's cool to be, you know, when you need him, he's there. Whereas just a story about him right now.
Black Widow would kind of be portrayed perhaps like a salt character. That was a terrible movie also, but you know what I mean? Like espionage or spy or female James Bond. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
But it'd have to be done well.
It'd
be really well. If not, it can flop easily, I think.
True. Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy, just popped in my head. Kurt Russell is going to be in it. He's going to be... what most people are concluding, the father of Chris Pratt's character,
mm-hmm.
Star-Lord. And...
I'm still cold, by the way. I'm going to get my robe.
Your blanket?
I'm going to get my robe.
And Sylvester Stallone...
What?
...is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So he's
A voiceover person?
No, he's going to be...
With makeup?
I don't know if he's going to be an alien, but he may be one of the Ravagers. The guys who were going after Star-Lord. You remember the...
That's weird.
I don't, hey, man.
That's weird.
You know what?
They need to put some blue makeup on him.
Good on him. After that Creed, the success that he's had with Creed.
Let's not get it over. Let's not get it to our heads here. Sly.
What?
Just Sly back down. I don't know. I don't know.
It's kind of cool.
You know what it is?
I'm happy for him.
It's not him. It's him. It's the fact that when you have... recognizable faces, it's really hard to get past them to see who they're trying to play, but you have to have those real acting
chops
to be able to do that, because if I hear hey yo, and I'm sure he's not gonna do that.
Thinking he's gonna be Rocky,
but that's what I'm saying. He is kind of typecast as always playing the guy with
the
big guns.
Like him in Demolition, but he's gonna have the big gun. That's the thing. He's probably gonna be a character with that's just like a, you remember the Ravagers?
Yeah, but I've seen that in Rambo. I've seen that in what's it called?
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. Like, we've seen that character already done before. So for it to now be in space, I don't know. I was pleasantly surprised with Guardians of the Galaxy. So if he's going to make an appearance...
It's pretty awesome, though. A 70-year-old, like, he's 70.
No, good
you know?
On
he
him.
Looks good.
Good on him. But that's what I'm saying, though. It's hard because he has such a presence, because of who he is. It's hard to look past that. I like... going into a movie where the face isn't recognizable, because then I take the character for what they are.
What if it was Harrison Ford showing up in Guardians of the Galaxy? Would you be okay with it because you're used to seeing him on a spaceship?
No, I think I just respect his acting skill. Like, it's not to say that Stallone is not a good actor. I'm not saying that. But you know how, like, you would probably... respect certain directors and know that their work is going to be more serious in comparison to probably another director.
Because you're crossing those arms so extensively.
Because you know... No, but listen to what I'm saying. I'm listening. Like, they're probably known, maybe a certain director is known for more slapstick humor and not a serious tone and very, like, just not, you know. And then you compare him to, like, another director that, like, has, a
pedigree?
Sure, dog food. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say?
You just don't think he's a fit. You just think it's a mishmash. Is that what you're getting at? It's a mishmash?
I don't know. It doesn't matter what I'm saying.
So you don't care?
I don't care anymore.
You don't care for Sly Stallone
next.
In Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I never said I don't care for him. I never said that. I'm just saying.
What are you saying, Beth?
I'm just saying that some people probably have more strengths than others, and that comes across clearer because they have more there's a word that means this.
Range?
Yes.
Yeah. You're twisting your hands and doing these gestures. I wish there was a camera because people are just hearing you go more, but really, yeah, she's like, very expressive. That's why I'm not interrupting her. She's doing a lot of expressing right now.
I know, but I'm not saying anything, and it's people okay. are probably gonna fast forward.
No, it's okay. I get what you're saying, but I'm interested to see, like, no one knows who these people are.
But you know what? As soon as you said that, I was like, wow, that's something unexpected.
And that's what they're known for,
completely left
right?
field.
Right.
And like I said, that this particular movie was not something that I thought I would like. It was unexpected. So maybe, who knows? I'm going to be surprised.
Okay, last thing I want to ask you about before we close off.
I don't know if I can handle it anymore.
You're just so cold and under so much pressure.
And my brain
is farting. Brain fart after
passing
brain fart.
Passing gas, left, right, and center.
Okay, so Deadpool has passed the $700 million mark for box office. Worldwide, I think it is. Which is huge. I think that's even more than what Man of Steel did and some of the Batman movies did.
And Star Wars?
Not Star Wars. No.
Okay.
But, because of the success of this movie, which was extremely obscene from what I've read and heard, there's a lot of people now. Do you think that there's going to be a lot? They're already talking about it. Batman v Superman is going to have a rated R version on Blu-ray. Are on DVD release. There's going to be a cut of it that is rated R. They're saying that the next Wolverine movie is now going to be rated R.
No yes. way.
Yes. And because of that, and the response that it's getting, and the success that it's having monetarily, do you think that they're going to do a lot more of these movies now for an adult audience, knowing that they don't have to make it for kids anymore? There's some people who are even asking them to make a rated R Batman movie. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think?
I don't like it. I think it's easy to make a rated R Batman movie. I think all these superhero movies can be rated R. Mm-hmm. If you want to be real. Like, if mm-hmm. someone punches me in the face, I'm going to have a few words.
A few for words.
You know?
Yes.
But I think... I think it kind of diminishes a little bit the story that's being told when it gets so obscene. It's not being... It's kind of like people who cuss. You know what I mean? Like, when you only use words like every two words is a cuss word, like your vocabulary and your expression is very limited. I understand that you're upset. But I think it takes away from the severity of the message that one is trying to relay. And I'm not trying to make this like a heavy whatever. Kobe enough. But I don't know.
I don't like it myself. I even went into a couple comic shops where people were asking me or talking about it, and I haven't seen it, and I probably won't see it ever because of the...
Like, what can... Okay.
Because...
Like, what can they make rated R in a Batman movie? Maybe he'll say a couple of words, some choice words. Maybe when he's, you know, in Gotham, he'll probably see some hookers.
Extreme violence. Hooking. Make it hooking.
But no, but like... But Batman is also known to limit how much he needs to do.
But they can make, for instance, like the Dark Knight Returns, right? Was in a lot of ways not intended for young people to read because he is so intense and he will break your arm. They can show that. Maybe Batman would... Maybe he won't kill you.
Yeah, but the Chris Nolan Batman, he threw what's-his-face from like five things of
Five stories,
yeah. And it wasn't to kill him. It was just to kind of put the fear of God in him.
Right.
He broke his legs. There's a way of like it's he still broke a piece of his body.
I completely agree.
But it was
with
done
you.
In a way. It's like, oh, you heard the cracking. But it wasn't like, oh, I can't look at this. Like, this is terrible.
No, I completely agree with you. But my argument is, if something like Deadpool. I understand why they went that route because the character is crass.
You know what?
And
this world is twisted. I'm sorry. I know you're talking. This is twisted now because if people now are asking for gruesome entertainment, like you something's wrong with you.
I agree. I
like
think...
if that's what you get off on, seeing like gruesome, very like
bloody gory.
And disgusting.
Some people do. Some people love it.
But it's terrible. And like, who wants to enable that type of like, that's just me personally. I don't like it. I think what they're able to do within certain limitations can still tell a good story without crossing that line. Like, think Batman. He doesn't cross that line.
No, I get what you're saying. But they're saying, you know, even back in the day, they wanted the Tim Burton Batman... When he first grabs the guy and puts him on the ledge and he mm-hmm. says, "Who are you?" He wanted to say, "I'm mother effing Batman." They wanted mm-hmm. that to be the line.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "No, you can't do that. We want this movie to be PG-13. Mm-hmm. They want it to go that way. They want it to be overly bloody and gruesome and have a severity to Batman, a fear where he won't kill you, but he'll
maim you.
He'll maim you. You know, he'll break your spine." And they could make that. They could put that on the screen and show it in a way where it has to be rated R. I disagree too. You could throw a batarang that goes through someone's arm and they show it travel through the person's arm just for the sake of the violence of it. I think if it's something that a child goes into Walmart and there are Batman pillows and Batman toys and they play him on Lego. And there are comic books at the comic book store that are intended for a kid to read. They might have some things in there that are intense. And, you know, there's that darkness of Batman. And yes, he is a combat character, a street-level character that fights. But if kids can go in there and they don't need a parent's permission to buy that product, then they shouldn't have to make... They shouldn't be making films where a child would have to sneak in to go and watch it. Or where there's something there where it's like, no, don't make kids watch that. If it's a comic book, let's say like The Kingsman, where it was, it's a translation directly of what that comic
book
was.
Right, the origin of that, and that's where I was actually going to say,
like,
and I'm like, well, if Batman was created with the intention of, you know, it's catered for kids or it's catered for a certain
audience.
Then just stay true to where that character comes
from.
Doesn't mean that you have to make it campy as of now. They've done it quite well considering certain things. You know, when they were making it that he was fighting aliens and things like that, where it was getting kind of like when the 70s or 60s, it was a little like, what?
Yeah,
a little
yeah.
questionable.
Yeah.
But whatever. But it comes from storytelling for kids.
Exactly.
So just stick to that. But
yeah.
Exactly what you said, Kingsman or Watchmen, that those stories were of a certain content. So, of course you're going to tell it on screen the way the script
came in. That's the material.
Exactly.
I agree. I wouldn't want to watch if I read...
And you want to know what? And if that's what they're going to do, then that's not the Batman I grew up with. That's not the Batman I know. That's not the Batman I like. Mm-hmm. I've always respected that these certain characters that have this kind of power, have this type of authority, they limit themselves so as to keep others safe, to keep others... And, you know, do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's the character that I know. Someone who doesn't abuse their power.
Well, it's not something that is grotesque or obscene. It's not he's not obscene.
Right, he doesn't cross that because that, and that's his motto. Like, this is what Batman makes me different talks, from other... Let alone swear. This is what makes me different from the criminals that I put away. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I know we're getting kind of heavy with it, but
that's the point. This is your soapbox to talk about what your opinions are on it, right? When I went into the shop, I was like,
this is a little disappointing to me. I'm a little upset.
But it's not. It's just rumor. There's nothing. It's what people. Yeah, are but you
know what? Money talks. So if they see that, that kind of content made that kind of money, they'll be like, you know what? Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why wouldn't we do it?
Yeah. No, and that's why I wanted to ask your opinion, because I knew it would get you fired up and you wouldn't have as much of a brain fart about it. So, we'll wait and see. Like, I believe
that... Who's asking? Who are these people that are asking for this? Like audiences? Like, the people? Or is it, like, corporate people that are saying...
I think it's audiences. I think it's fans. I think it's people who are just saying, yeah, you know what? Make it for us. Forget, you know, make Batman... this, or make Wolverine. And Wolverine is a character where, you know what, he does hack and slash, so there is a certain level of violence that a person could justify and say, hey man, he should be a rated R film, but it's unnecessary. I think as long as it's a child can play them on a video game or read them in a book that is directed toward an audience of 10 years and older, I think that they should all be able to go see it. I said, my argument was, my young brother, who's 12 years old, went to Comic-Con last year with me and wanted a Deadpool sketch and a Deadpool toy. Deadpool comics are a little bit more teenaged. There's a little bit of humor of, you know, a little bit more crass humor, but it's not to the point where it's obscene.
Yeah.
And now, a person his age, who that's the character he likes because of Lego, Marvel Lego, can't watch this movie because it's so heavy with mm-hmm. the profanity and nudity. And
there was nudity in it, too?
Yeah, I heard there was like a fight scene where he's naked. What? Yeah, something ridiculous like that. So, I mean...
Anyway.
Yeah, I hope they don't go that route with Batman, and that's why I kind of get frustrated when I see the DC universe so dark and so gritty, and like it that's not what those characters are, all of them. Batman is like that, but you know what, Bruce Wayne does come out and it's daytime sometimes, you know. It kind of looks like they might try to do that with Suicide Squad. I think it's a PG-13 movie right now, but they could be like, you know what, let's take it here, because look what happened there. And just feel like it's not meant for every character to go that route. I hope they don't. I really do.
Demographic. That was the word I wanted to use.
Good word.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our show for this week. That's our thoughts and opinions on trailers and shows and movies coming out. We're going to come back to you real soon with our... we both... Daf J read Trinity, the DC Comics... miniseries of Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, and that will be a good way to prepare ourselves and get our minds in the zone for BVS coming out. Mm-hmm. So
we're gonna VIP that BVS.
you can't finish better than that. You can't top it. So email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com or visit us at caveofsolitude.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review. and help us get the podcast out, the husband and wife comic book pop culture podcast. More people need to hear it because the FJ is just so funny.
Thanks to Rapid Fire Reviews for still sending us blurbs on certain comic books that are out there.
Reviews?
Yeah. Blurbs? Yeah, blurbs. I didn't want to say the same thing again. But yeah, he keeps it up to date, and it's all that information is on the website, so just take a look at that.
That is correct. So thank you guys, everybody, for listening. Until next time, this is Eric Anthony.
Danny J.
Talk to you guys later.